You would die for my snare drum sound? There's no need for that, buddy.
I gotta be quick, I have to save a life!
Tuning videos are always difficult to make, and this one will be no exception because it's hard for you to hear exactly what I am hearing.
First, we'll start off with the snare itself. This is a Ludwig 5x14 Superphonic snare,
otherwise known as the most recorded snare ever.
I don't know if there are statistics to back that up, but I have never met a serious recording drummer who doesn't own one, and I've never been in a recording studio that does not have one.
This one features an Evans EC reverse dot, but it's been customized with this beautiful mandala. I also have an Evans EQ pod on here for a little bit of muffling.
This is what it sounds like with the snares off. This is what it sounds like with the snares on. It's tuned very evenly. The top is tuned like so. And the bottom is tuned like so. Let's do this in such a way that you can check out the tonal relationship between the top and bottom heads. Once you've achieved that kind of tonal relationship, you're going to want to dial in the snares. You start off with the snares really loose and then slowly tighten them until you reach your desired level of crispiness. In this case, I'm going for over-tightened.
As I do this, I'm waiting for the snares to sort of come into focus. What I'm listening to mostly is the distance and time between the strike on the top head and the reaction of the snares on the bottom. Normally, you actually do want these a little bit behind the attack of the top head, especially if you're recording. It helps fatten the snare sound. In this case, I'm going just past the point I would normally leave it at.
The next thing is to check how much buzz the toms are generating. And adjusting from there. There are two things that have nothing to do with the tuning of this drum or its manufacturer that helped me to get that sound. Number one, much like Tim does, I'm using a lot of flams and a lot of rim shots. The other piece is the early Primus records are from the early 90s, and there is a lot of gated reverb on those recordings, so I added some of that accordingly.
No reverb. 90s reverb. 90s bonus. Name this fill.
Just so you know, you don't have to use anything as fancy or expensive as a Ludwig Superphonic.
I could easily get the same sound out of this El Cheapo Ludwig Standard.
Or even out of this student model Yamaha.
Anyway, I hope that helps and that I've saved a life.